请坐。
Please be seated.
当你对上帝的意志有这四个层次有了初步的了解之后
，When you initially understand the four levels of the will of God，
当你就看见这一段里面的事情是严重的不能再严重的地步。
You can see that this passage is so serious.
这个堕落已经到了这个地步。
And this fallenness has come to such a situation.
堕落的真正的原因就是因为不要神。
The true falling is that because we do not want God.
一个人不要神，不是因为没有神。
When a person doesn't want God, it's not because that there's no God.
相反的，因为他明明知道有神，而他不要神。
But rather because they truly know that there's God, but yet they do not want God.
这就是整个人类不可救药的真正的原因。
And that's the reason why is that man cannot be saved.
无论人类历史怎样的演进
，No matter how man's this civilization developed.
无论人的文化怎样的进步
or how our culture progress
无论人的教育何等的普遍
how our education become very popular
无论人的科技继续不断的发达
how our technology continue to develop the climate
人类不可救药的最基本问题就在罗马书第一章最后这一段里面
the reason why that man cannot be savable it is recorded in the last passage of Romans
为什么呢
why
各样的罪恶
because all kinds of sin
没有办法逃脱这些经文里面的范围
It cannot escape the realm of sphere, the realm of these few passages.
自己的罪呢，不是单单在人的身体的方面。
And this sin is not just only in our physical body.
更在人的思想的方面。
But rather in our mind.
在人的感情里面。
But rather in our emotion.
在人的意志的方面。
But rather in our will.
在人的心灵里面。
But rather in our spirit.
这关系了人与神的关系。
All this related to us, our relationship.
关系了人与自己的关系。
It's also related to us as a person.
关系了人与人的关系。
Also, he hates human relationship.
关系了人与整个历史同时空的关系。
He also concerns our relationship with history, also with space.
关系了人的永恒中间的命运的关系。
He also concerns our destiny in eternity.
也关系了人与动物之间的关系。
He also concerns our relationship in the animal realm.
所以这几节的圣经把人堕落以后的状况，同堕落的真正的原因都提出来。
So these few verses has described the situation, the reason why the man have truly fallen.
我邀请。我们读圣经的时候
so when you read the Bible, I invite you,
我劝你能够看到里面的总原则
you will see the principle.
不是看到一个字一个字啊，我懂了我已经读过了
not,
我就比别人更好不是那样
不是 one or two words and say you understand
里面每一段圣经有它独特的重要性
because in every passage that's very unique importance
所以全本圣经有不可分开的关联在
and it cannot be separated from all the totality of the Bible
那罗马书第一章最后的这一段到底要讲什么
Romans chapter 1 the far last verseA few words of what does he want to say?
就是一个人离开神以后，他过的生活将会变成怎么样
？It is only about to say that if a man were to live, what kind of life that he will lead?
离开神的生活
，If you were to depart from God,
就是个别独存的生活
，Which means you live alone.
而神从来没有造人成为一个个别独存的一种存在。
But God has never created as a being that can live alone.
神造我们是为他自己而
，God has created us for His sake.
所以人不能没有神而生活。
So man cannot live without God.
当人自以为没有神自己。可生活的时候
When man deem or thought that he can live without God
他就掉到两个可能性
Then he has fallen into two possibilities
一个可能性他以物同其等看待自己
The first is he fallen to the state whereby he's the same as the animals
他把自己和动物等量齐观
And he equal himself as the animals
虽然他的被造的形象的位份不是动物
Even though he has created the kind of image position is different from animals
但他的人格会低落到一个地步好像畜生一样的生活
But then his personality can be fallen in this kind of stage to become the animal
第二
The second
当一个人与神脱离关系
When a man depart from God
他的第二个可能性就把自己当成神一样高抬自己。
The second possibility when he elevate himself as if he's God.
把自己当成神的时候，就把别人当成畜。
When
he 当成物。
When he deem himself as God, he deem others as animal or things.
特别是那些自以为有恩赐、有才干、有比别人更大的智能的人。
Especially for those who thought that they're more intelligent, more talented than compared to others.
他们把自己当成神来看待。
So they deem themselves as God.
把别人当成神之下可以。用他自己虚假的全能随便对待的事物
and will treat others in their false authority others as things and animals
世界历史就在这两个极端中间继续不断演进
and the history will move in these two extremes
相反的
And in the reverse,
如果一个人真的把神当作神的话,
if a man truly deem God as God,
他就会把己当作己，把人当作人。
He will honor himself as self and others as others.
他与神有相对对存的正常关系。
When he have a normal relationship or a relative existence compared to God,
他就知道人在神面前应当敬畏他。
He knows that he got to fear God,
应当顺从他。
He got to obey him,
应当学习他。
He got to learn from him,
应当领受他所启示的真理。
He got to receive his revelation,
按照启示真理所提供给我们的原则。
And according to the principle that review in the revelation,
怎样立举，怎样处己。
And how he deal with himself and profit from himself,
怎样待人，怎样处理别人。
And how he deal with others and profit others,
这样就创造了宇宙。 一个我之间的和谐,
then there will be harmony in the universe of how we deal with
individuals. 也创造了个我与个我之间的和谐,
and also the harmony between individual and individuals.
又创造了个我与别的个我之间的和谐,
and harmony between individuals and others.
那这就是所谓的齐家治国平天下的那个理想。
And that's the ideal of how we cultivate ourselves, how we also manage our home, and how we manage the whole country.
齐家治国平天下的这个基础。
What's the foundation of for us to cultivate all this?
你就是要修正你自己。
Which means you've got to correct yourself.
你要就有一个真正的人的个性被建立起来。
Because your personality must be built up.
那这样的圣经在这里给我们讲的就是这个事。
And that's what being expounded in the Bible in this passage.
19-20节。
Because verses 19 and 20.
先提到了这个。 普遍启示神存在的事实已经在人心里。
It first mentioned that God's existence in the general revelation is in everyone's heart.
虽然你眼不能见,
even though you cannot see him,
你无可推诿,
but you cannot make an excuse.
借着所造之物,
and according to what has been created,
你看见神的永能从神性,
you can see that God's eternal nature and power.
你心里面的自觉,
in the intuition,
已经给你显明了上帝是存在,
have manifested to you that God exists.
那么21节到23节告诉我们,
verses 21-23,
人故意不愿意顺服这个,
when men do not want to submit to this,
21节到23节,
verses 21-23,
也就是引申了或者继续不断发展了, 第18节最后一句话的意思,
it developed the meaning of the last verse of 18.
18节最后一句话是什么呢?
Because the last statement of verse 18 says,
行不义阻挡真理,
those who go in the unrighteous way to suppress the truth.
行不义阻挡真理, 或者原文说, 因为不义的缘故, 他们就压制了真理。
And also the Greek language says that because of unrighteousness, he wants to suppress the truth.
压制什么真理呢?
Suppressing what truth?
这句话就在21到23里面提出来了。
And that's mentioned in verses 21-23.
大家再读21到23好不好?
Verses 21-23 we'll read together.
第21一直到23节一同来读。 因为他们虽然知道上帝，却不当作上帝荣耀他，也不感谢他。他们的思念变得虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自以为聪明，反成了异族，将不能朽坏之上帝的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛被朽坏的人和飞禽，走兽昆虫的样子。 这三节的圣经就是压制真理的人所行的事情。
And these three verses describe those who suppress the truth, what kind of way they practice.
所以故意否定神,
when they purposely want to deny God,
不把神当作神,
and do not honor God as God,
不感谢神,
and do not give thanks to God,
不荣耀神,
do not glorify God,
反倒自以为聪明, 可以创造出一个 听自己话的神,
but deem themselves as clever can create a God that listen to them.
这就是上个礼拜我们提到了,
and that's what we mentioned last week.
受造的受造的受造,
and the creator of the creator of the creator,
created of the created of the created, 受造的人用受造之物造了一个受造的神,
the created being using a created thing to create created God.
神不是受造的,
but God is not creator.
神是创造者,
God is the creator.
你不把创造者的地位 该有的荣耀，当他是创造者。
You do not honor the creator as creator and glorify him as creator.
相反的，你用受造的手段造出一个受造的神来。
But rather using a creator creativity, you want to create a creator God.
那么你把受造的人称为神，
then you will call this creator man as God.
你就是自己欺骗自己的，他是创造者。
Then you deceive yourself that he is a creator.
那么你怎么会创造一个创造者出来？
How can you create a creator?
如果你创造一个创造者出来，那个创造 创造者是被你创造的， 他是受造的创造者。
If you create a creator God, that creator God then is a creator creator.
而你一定要用一个颜料把它造出来，对不对
？You must use a material to create it.
那个颜料的本质也是受造的。
And that material is a creator thing.
是神造了人，神造了物，人用物造一个假神。
So God has created man, God has created thing, and man uses a creator thing to create a creator God.
这就是受造之物，受造的人用受造之物造一个受造的神。
So the creator man using a creator thing to create a creator God.
除了人没有动物有这个可能。
Other than man, there's no possibility with animals to create such things.
为什么呢
？Why?
动物只有在受造之中结束了。
Because animal is the creator them, and that's the full stop.
那么人与动物不同在哪里
？But where is the difference man and animals?
人的受造界中间是唯一有创造者的形象样子。
In the created being, man is the only one that created after the image and likeness of God.
上帝的形象样式
，the likeness and image of God,
成为造人的一个这个很重要的本质。
Become a very important essence whereby man is created.
所以人像神。
So man, he's like who?
人有神的形象。
He has the image.God.
人有神的样子。
He has the likeness of God.
那么像神到底像神的什么呢
？And to be like God, like what?
归正神学告诉我们，理性、德性、法性是三大内容。
Reform theology will tell us that it's intellectuality, morality, and also the spirituality.
这是归正神学对整个神学界里面人论的这个神学最重要的贡献。
That's a very important contribution of Reform theology in the doctrine of man.
那这句话是从以弗所书四章二十四节提出来的。
And this from Ephesians 4 verse 24, we extract it.
因为人有人真理的仁义同圣洁。
Because we have the righteousness and holiness of man.
所以动物没有这三样。
Human, this animals don't have this.
人有真理的仁义同圣洁。
We have also the holiness and righteousness of truth.
所以真理就是理性的层次。
And also that truth belongs to rationality.
仁义就是法性的层次。
Righteousness belongs to law.
圣洁就是这个德性的层次。
And holiness becomes to morality.
所以人是唯一有仁义、有真理、有圣洁。观念同追求的货物。
So man is the only being, living being that has a seek after this morality.
真理的仁义同圣洁。
And the righteousness and also holiness of truth.
大家一同说，真理、仁义同圣洁，这是人有神的形象。
That is because man have a likeness of God.
但是我个人在圣经研究中间呢
，So in my personal study of the Bible,
我发现神的形象超过这三个本质。
I find that the image of God actually transcends all these three things.
凡是神性里面所有的
，Because whatever we say we have,
在人里面的本性中间都有它的影子。
And also we have that image of God.
所以神是永恒的。
God is eternal.
人有永恒在心中。
So man have eternity in the heart.
不但理性、法性、德性的问题。
Not only we have morality, we also have this legality, we also have intellectuality.
我们看到了还有一个很重要恒性在里面。
We see there is eternalness in us.
神是自由的。
God is free,
所以人也有自由的本性在里。
So man have an inner freedom.
人的自主性是根据神的绝对主权的形象造的。
Our autonomy actually is created after the autonomy of God.
所以这个自我控制、自我表述、自我意志行动的自由性是人有神形象的另外一方面。
So the self-control, self-manifestation, the moving according to our will actually is manifesting the nature of God.
当然，这个 liberty as a basic nature of human being.Is a basic and the foundation of morality.
当然，我们是所谓的自由呢，是人的这个伦理道德的基础。
但是除此以外，还有一个很重要的事情。
Other than this is one more thing.
就是神是创造者。
God is creator.
所以人被造的时候才有创造性。
And that's why man is created with its creativity.
人的创造性就是创造者的创造功能的影子。
And man's creativity actually is the shadow of God's creativity.
因为人有创造性
，because man has this creative nature.
所以才有伟大的文化艺术创作应有的可能。
And that's why there's a possibility of creating culture, music, and art.
所以这有创造力的人
，and these people with creativity
在各种文艺的城市里面把他们的创造力发挥出来的时候
，that in all forms of art when it manifests this creativity,
他们正像个小的神一样。
Just like a small God,
有他们发挥创造力的范围。
So there is a realm for them to manifest the creativity.
艺术家的这个帆布
And this art, when you have this cloth,
就成为这些图画家创造世界的一个范围。
Become the painter, they create their own world.
文章里面发挥的思想。
And also the articles.
就是成为文学家创造思想的这个表述的一个层次。
And it becomes the writer, the channel for them to manifest their creativity.
艺术家借着琴同借着音的这个描写，就把他们的音界里面创造性表达出来。
And also the musician, according to the sound and instrument, they want to create music.
那么无论你怎么创造
，No matter what way you create,
你都不应当创造用创造性创造一个创造者。
You cannot use creativity to create a creator, creator.
因为这是对神的冒犯。
Because this is something that gone against God.
拜假神。
If you worship false gods,
造假神
If you manifest a false god,
崇尚假神
And also you worship false gods,
这就是对神最大的侮辱
This is the greatest insult to God.
但是今天的许多人不但不明白，他还以为那个就够了，就可以代替真神。
Today a lot of people do not understand it. They thought that the creator God is good enough.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
你不要你的父亲
You don't want your father.
你用泥土做一个很像你父亲的，你叫他叫他爸爸爸爸。
You use this earth to create your own father.
当你的爸爸来说你在做什么的时候
When a father come what, and say what are you doing
他说我在孝敬我的爸爸
You say I'm being filial to my father
那你爸爸就好了你不要我要他可以反正都是爸爸
And the father would he say that Okay never mind you don't want me
是不是如此当然不是的
Of course you want to say that
你爸爸就给你一巴
Okay your father will slap you
这是爸爸
This is father
那绝对不是爸爸
That absolutely is not father
真正的爸爸只能一个
Your true father, there's only one.
这就是基督教被许多宗教恨恶的原因。
And that's why Christianity is being hated by all other religions. Why?
你的十条诫命里面。
Because in the Ten Commandments.
第一条是什么
？The first.
除了我以外，你不可有别的上帝。
Other than me, you cannot have other God.
凭着什么？
Based on what?
凭着什么上帝这么讲
？Based on what God said.
因为只有他是独一的上帝。
Because He is the only God.
你明白吗？
Understand?
因为他是独一的上帝
Because he is the only God.
所以他有这样的资格
And that's why he's qualified.
他有这样的权能
He has his authority.
他有这样的责任
He has this responsibility.
把最大的境界放在第一条
And put the first commandment as the first
commandment. 他是神
Because God.
你不把神当作神把你自己造的当作神你是何等侮辱你自己创造者你的神
If you do not honor God as God and put the first God as God actually you are insulting your own creator.
所以你就违反了律法第一条
So you are going against the first commandment
这就是为什么呢在以色列的他们希伯来人的整个圣经里面最重要的一节圣经是这一个是这个生命记第六章第四节
And that's why for the whole Israel the most important verse in the Old Testament for them is Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4
就是摩西五经里面的一个经节
That is a very important key verse in the Pentateuch
他们称这节圣经叫 Shema
Shema
Shema 就是听啊
Listen
以色列啊你要听
The Israel listen
你的上帝是独一的上帝
Your God is the only God
你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的上帝
You must love your God with all your mind with all your way with all your heart and strength
这是人在神面前一个绝对的责任
That means absolute responsibility before God
Shema
Shema
听啊
Listen
以色列啊你要听
Israel, listen.
你的上帝是独一的上帝。
Your God is the only God.
好，现在我用一个手指表示一个东西，以后我不解释了。
Now I use my finger to represent something. I will explain.
原文这个上帝
，in the original language,
用的 Elohim.
And Elohim.
从希伯来文来说
，in Hebrew,
不是单数的
，it's not a singular.
不是双数的
，not a dual.
是超过双数的
，but plural.
所以英文里面有 singular and plural.
And singular and plural in English,
少数与多数
and one and many.
那中文就没有了
In Chinese, we don't have it.
一个人
a person,
两个人三个人一万个也是人
Without S in Chinese.
英文不是的
English different.
这个 one boy,
one boy,
two boys,
two boys,
three boys,
three boys.
你不能这一个人两个人没有这个事。
Well, in Chinese there's no S.
所以中文没有单数多数之分。
So in Chinese there's no difference between single and plural.
但是希伯来文呢
？But in Hebrew,
一个人
One person,
两个人
even two persons,
不一样了
it's different.
两个人
two persons,
三个人又不一样
and three persons are different.
所以有单数
singular,
有双数
dual,
才有多数
and plural.
那么那一句圣经说以色列啊你要听
and when that was in Israel, you must listen.
接下去说什么
and what do you say?
你的上帝看着你大家注意看你的上帝是独一的上帝
your God is the only God.
那里用的神 Elohim 是多数的不是单数
when you use the Elohim which means that there's a plural
但是这是独一的
that's the only God
独一的上帝
the only God
那我今天不解释了
so I want to explain here
因为如果讲这个三位一体论我需要六个钟头
because I need 6 hours to explain our Trinity
那你就